In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, it is a Wednesday afternoon already, and we are halfway to the weekend. Good news. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us on this Wednesday afternoon. 90 degrees, Wednesday, October 1st. We didn't even hit a record, but it's still hot AF. I'm ready for the cooler weather. I know many of you are as well, but, you know, actually, there's some people who like this. So, hey, if you like it, enjoy it. We'll get a cold front through. Well, I think one is coming. I don't know that it's going to knock down the temperatures that much. I'm waiting for that first real cold front where we get that first breath of fall. And, it'll be coming soon enough. All right, we have a lot to get to today. So the government is shut down, and there are federal workers who are going home. Now, they're not being paid right now, but they're going to get paid. When the strike ends, they're going to get a big paycheck. However long the strike lasts, they're going to be paid during this paycheck. So I guess my question is, why aren't they working? I mean, if they're going to be paid anyway, at the end of all of this, why aren't they working now? So our taxpayer dollars are going to pay them ultimately, but they're not performing the jobs. But then again, you know, I know how difficult it can be because I'm sure there are a lot of federal workers who work paycheck to paycheck. And if you don't get a paycheck, it doesn't matter that you're going to get a big paycheck in a month or however long this lasts. And look, let's hope it doesn't last long. It's going to last as long as both sides want to play this blame game. And I'll tell you, both sides do a really good job. They really make it seem like the other side is to blame. But it is both of them. It's both sides. And I don't know, I think this is juvenile. I think it's childish. It is a political passion play, if you will. And we are the audience. We're the pawns that are being used in the game. We're the audience in this political passion play that is being played out. So, you know, we'll talk about that this afternoon. And if there are any federal workers listening, I'd love to talk to you. Whether you're at work or you're not at work, I'd love to talk to you about the government shutdown and how it is affecting you. I mean, I'd love to hear from some of the people who are federal workers who are being really directly affected by this, because most of us are not going to be affected by this unless it goes on for a really long time. And then also, this seems like it is going to be giving the current president an opportunity to fire people, to lay people off, to eliminate jobs as a result of this the shutdown. So anyway, there's a lot at play here. So, you know, I told you yesterday, in the past, and if you listen to the show, you know that I've said this, when there's the threat of the shutdown, I've said, don't worry, it's not going to happen. They're not going to shut the government down. And they don't shut the government down. But leading up to this, and in particular yesterday, I said, you know, I really have a feeling the government's going to be shut down. I have a feeling that they're not going to come together and that they're looking, both sides are looking for this opportunity to play this blame game and to play this drama in this political theater. And so it did happen. And there was just something about it this time that I thought really was going to lead to a shutdown. All right. Pope Leo has done an interview, and the issue of abortion came up. If you think you're really pro-life, Pope Leo has some words for you. If you really think you're pro-life, you might not be. So I'll explain that coming up. There is a new Fox 8 poll out about the mayor's race, and we'll have those results. Also, Senator Royce DuPlessis, who is one of the top three candidates, has raised the white devil email accusation. And this came up in the WWL debate, and Katie Moore explained that last night. DuPlessis said that his opponent, Helena Moreno, needed to denounce the fact that his staffer had described her as a white devil. And then there was a back and forth with a question. So we'll get to that, a little bit. I hate when it goes in that direction. Hey, you just heard in the news with Chris Miller that the former 911 director, Terrell Morris, has been sentenced to 1 year in prison after covering up for a crash. He also has to complete 1,000 hours of community service. You know, when the evidence was mounting against this guy, I just thought, this guy is a POS. This guy is no good. He's like a pathological liar. And this was a Mayor Cantrell selection. But, you know, I mean, in all honesty, we could support people, or somebody could hire somebody. And if you hire people, you know that sometimes you might hire somebody and not have any idea who they really are until after you hire them. But it just seemed like his mentality seemed to fit with the Cantrell mentality. So it was almost like like-minded people. But I don't know whether she, liked something in him because of that, or if she just thought he was the right person for the job. But this guy just seemed to be just pathological when it came to lying and when it came to deception. Two people have been arrested in the shooting that killed a tourist, this mother who was here celebrating her birthday, 33 years old. And this is the shooting that happened on Bourbon Street over the weekend. And two people have been arrested. And, you know, that's good news. You know, let's bring them to justice, because it's just, you know, these people are shooting at each other, and they accidentally hit this woman and kill her. You know, maybe there should be a training program, a gun training program, where we teach the bad people, we teach the bad people, we teach the criminals how to shoot, so they just hit each other and they don't hit innocent people. I mean, maybe there's some money that could be put into that fund. Well, yeah, let's teach them how to shoot, so they just shoot each other, and they don't shoot anybody else. There is a big controversy in the WNBA, and we'll talk a little bit about this today. One of the controversies is officiating. And one of the players who was with the WNBA Players Association, she is complaining that the officiating is not accurate, and that there are calls that should not be made, and sometimes there are no calls. She recently injured an ankle when there was no call. I saw that happen, and, you know, I can see where there was no call there. I mean, not every official's going to see a foul there. So, you know, I'm kind of ambivalent about this, because in one way I say, hey, you know what? Officiating is bad in every sport. So, you know, that's just part of the game. It shouldn't be that way. But officiating in the NFL is terrible. And I think it can be quite biased at times. But that's in every sport. The umpires in baseball, they're criticized because the calls are not right. And even, like, for example, in football, when we've got the replay, even with the replay, there are still mistakes being made. So I think, unfortunately, bad officiating is part of the game. I personally think the NBA and the leaders in every league should do a better job of punishing the officials that make big, obvious mistakes. And these officials have got to go back and look at the video of either the no call or the call, and they've got to look at that and realize, you know what, I made a mistake. And if these people are making mistakes, I mean, they should be severely punished. And I personally think the public, the fans, I think the NFL, for example, owes it to the fans, and every league owes it to the fans, to let us know how the officials are being punished. Because it seems like they just get away with doing whatever they want to do, and that they're, you know, exonerated no matter what. I mean, I think they're punished in some ways, but I don't think the punishment is severe enough. So on one side, I think that you know, you can complain about officiating, but it is part of every sport. But the other controversial thing that has come up is that apparently the commissioner of the WNBA was commenting on the fact that Caitlin Clark, one of the star players of the NBA, Caitlin Clark is only making $84,000 a year, a little over $84,000 a year, and I think that's the rookie contract. When it comes to somebody in a professional sport, let's round it off and say $85,000. $85,000 is not a lot of money. But the commissioner said Caitlin Clark should be grateful because she makes $16 million off the court, but she wouldn't make the $16 million if she didn't have the platform of playing in the NBA. So I get that. She wouldn't make the $16 million if she weren't playing in the NBA. So does she really care about making $85,000 in the NBA? I mean, it's pocket change for her if she's making $16 million with social media stuff and endorsements and other ways. But, you know, they probably should be paid a lot more than they're paid. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that controversy. And look, you know, I mentioned to Noel that I was going to be talking about this, and he kind of sarcastically said, yeah, I lost a lot of sleep over that. Look, I got to tell you, I'm a little bothered, a little upset that Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman have split up. I mean, I have problems in my life, so it doesn't compare to those problems. But when it comes to just talking about music and pop culture and things like that, it bothers me that this couple that has been just such a successful, solid Hollywood couple for, you know, I think at least 15 years, you know, they've been doing well. And I thought, well, you know, this is a couple that has figured out a way to make it. I mean, right now, Nicole Kidman is finishing up filming a movie in London and Keith Urban is on tour. But it's been like that for a long time. And I was surprised that they had managed to make it work out. They have two kids together. Nicole Kidman has two kids from her previous marriage to Tom Cruise. And so apparently Keith Urban has not been honest with Nicole. And he already, at the time that they split, he apparently had already moved on and had already had his own place set up. And I guess if you have that kind of money and you're not always together, then you can, I don't know, get away with doing that. But it just, you know, it made me think about my own divorces. It made me think about my own relationships. And, you know, it's really sad when you know, couples, you think they're going to make it and they don't make it. So we'll talk a little bit about that later in the show. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke, our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. Happy shutdown, everybody.
Happy shutdown. Yeah, the government is shut down.
You know,
shut down.
I think we're all old enough to remember a couple times in the recent past when this has happened. I don't know. I'd have to go back and dig around. I can't recall exactly the last time we had a shutdown.
I think it's been like 7 years.
When the same party controlled the White House and both houses of Congress. Because to be clear, the tip of the spear with these people's inability to compromise is within the Republican caucus. Nobody should be surprised that Democrats are not cooperating with them. They're, you know, you break it, you bought it. You run the entire federal government. You are the gas, you are the car, you are the wheel.
Yeah.
But the reason they cannot pass a clean CR is because of holdouts in their own party. That is where the compromise should be happening. If you've got holdouts in the Freedom Caucus or elsewhere in the Republican Party, you should be working on them. You got more leverage with them. There's going to be more juice for the squeeze working on those people. You're never going to get the Democrats to go along with this. And, yeah. You know, and they've got their list of demands, and that's fine. Everyone's there to demand what they're there to demand. But it's just confounding to me that, like, your margin is so thin. How many people do you actually have in the Republican caucus that are not going to vote for a clean CR? Go and work on those guys. That's your responsibility. That seems like lower hanging fruit to me.
Yeah, you know, and the blame game goes on. I mean, the vice president was talking about one of the problems being that the Democrats want to give health care to undocumented
break.
Immigrants, but
this
apparently
BS
that's
again.
That's false.
They love this. Steve Scalise sat in that chair right there and lied to your face when he told you that illegal immigrants are snapping up trillions of dollars in Medicaid and Medicare money. Illegal immigrants are not eligible for those programs. And we'll repeat it until we're blue in the face. The vice president is going to go out there and do the same. But when you get down to brass tacks and see what's actually possible and what's just complete fantasy, it's clear who's right and who's wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, I do believe that there is blame across the board, but you bring up a great point about, I mean, the Republicans are in charge of everything. They have the members, they control Congress, they control the White House. They've got the ability to come together as Republicans and avert a shutdown. But I honestly believe that this is something that was wanted. Did one side want it more than the other side? Maybe. You know, again, it's one of those unfortunate things. And I'll tell you, I'd love to talk to anyone who's listening, who is a government worker, who is being affected by this. And if you're listening, if you're a government worker, are you at work? And is it okay that you're listening to this show while you're working? Are you at work? Or if you're a federal worker, are you at home? Are you not going to work because, well, you're not being paid? Now, you're going to be paid, but you're not doing your job right now because you're not being paid right now. But when this is all over, you're going to be paid. And if you're ultimately going to be paid, should you be doing your job? So I'd love to hear from those who are actually affected by this, if any federal workers are listening to our show. The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870.
Before we step away, I do have a bit of good news that I want to share. On the day of the shutdown, there's something that I would like to share that I think everybody can get fired up about. Light, you know, left, right, and center.
This I love
is something
it.
We can all get excited about.
I love it.
Danny, the vending machine guy,
yeah,
has stocked our vending machine here with the new limited edition Dr. Pepper and cream soda.
Dr. Pepper cream soda.
We had the Dr. Pepper creamy coconut.
Yes.
We had the Dr. Pepper blackberry, which is still in there. There's a couple of those left in there. But Coleman just told me, he said, "Hey man, there's Dr. Pepper cream soda in the machine." So.
Wow. Take a sip.
It tastes like cream soda. Holy cow. Who could have seen that coming?
But do you taste Dr. Pepper in there too?
Yeah, a little bit on the end. There's kind of a Dr. Peppery aftertaste. Man, that's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, and I told you, one of the last times that I went to Buc-ee's, and I seem to be going there a lot these days. One of the last times I went to Buc-ee's, and I wasn't just driving by there. No, I drove from here drove from West End to Buc-ee's. They have like this area of cream flavored drinks, like there's cream soda vanilla, cream soda blueberry.
I mean,
don't just go for your favorite. If you're at Buc-ee's, just don't go for your favorite, you know, your favorite soft drink before you take a look at some of the cream soda drinks, because they're really good. And also, you know, you can just like hit the jet a little bit and put a little bit in there and taste it before you actually
buy it. You get a little bit of a sample, right?
Sure, take a little sample.
You got to do that.
All right. You got a comment? You're a federal worker. Love to talk to you about how you might be affected by all of this that's going on. The government is shut down. I'm Scoot. The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. And we're coming back with your comments on WWL.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, we've got your front, too. Don't ever forget that. We're the show that's got your back, and we've got your front. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us here on WWL. So the government is shut down. It's kind of embarrassing to think that people can't work together. I mean, it really is. It's just it's a blank show. You know what I mean? Blank, you know, the S word. It's that kind of show. And yet we deal with it. So, you know, the blame game begins. Republicans say that the Democrats need to simply agree to extend current funding for another 7 weeks. The Democrats insist that any funding bill should be extended with health care subsidies under the Affordable Care Act and reverse the cuts to Medicaid. Now, there is false information about the Democrats wanting to give health care benefits to illegal immigrants. They're not eligible for illegal immigrants, and you know, I hope you realize that that's a fact and it's not an opinion. And no matter how many times that you're told that, it simply is not true. But who do you blame for this? And I'd love to talk to anybody who's a federal worker who is directly affected by this. And if you're a federal worker, are you working or are you at home? If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Baton Rouge. John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for talking about this.
Sure.
You know, I understand the Democrats' position because they're in a really bad situation that doesn't have any good choices. I mean, Ian just mentioned Mr. Scalise coming on your program and saying things that aren't true. He's done that all along. That's who they have to try to negotiate with. And about several hundred thousand people in Louisiana get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. And if those subsidies are taken away, their costs could double. I mean, people are not prepared for this. And our major provider, which is Blue Cross Blue Shield, what are they going to do if those subsidies end? And say a quarter of those people decide, I can't afford this. Say a third, it hurts the company. It hurts the industry, too. So no one should ever believe that the Republicans' policies are good for business, because they aren't. And the Medicaid things will come further down the line, but there's over a million people in Louisiana who get their health care through Medicaid. And so we're talking about massive impact. So there is no good answer. And the Democrats decide they don't like shutdowns. They're never the ones who do it. But in this case, I guess they felt they're, you know, out of all the bad choices, this was the only way they could potentially get some leverage, because it's easy enough to say, oh, keep it going and we'll do this later. But they know better. It's not going to be done later. The Republicans passed the bill that does those things to begin with. They wanted to do those things, and they still do.
And you feel like the Democrats wanted the shutdown to happen?
Well, only in the sense that...
they want to prove a point. They want to make a point.
Both the Republicans could have agreed to, address those issues, and they didn't.
You wonder if there's going to be any kind of retaliation against the Republicans that are not going along with this with other Republicans.
I don't know. People are locked into their communication bubbles and pipelines, and so they're all hearing different things about this.
Yeah.
And what we just said, many people are not hearing anything about this.
Well, they hear it, but they're really not listening. It goes in one ear and out the other. It doesn't stay in the middle where the brain is, and a lot of stuff is not really understood. I think one of the sad things is, John, that a lot of Americans don't even want to really understand what's going on. They don't choose to understand. They just want to know what they know, and they are just going to dig in there.
True.
All right, John, I appreciate the call. All right, Jimmy and Gretna, what you got for us, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up, Scoot? Hey, look, before this week gets too busy, I want to formally invite you, Ian, even Coleman there, to Gretna Fest this weekend.
You got the oysters?
We got the oysters. I want you to go Facebook Live. Come on, come to the Croatian American Society booth. We're not going to be at our normal spot at Gretna Fest. We're kind of closer to the river this time.
Okay.
So, yeah, come find me. And to all the listeners, come get some oysters. And again, it's... they're looking at the weather pattern. Friday looks clear. Saturday and Sunday might be a little rain, but you got no LSU football Saturday, so come on out. And, of course, you got the Saints game Sunday, which, again, there's like $10 tickets for this game. But, yeah, look, come get some oysters. I wanted to formally invite all the WWL crew. And I think the night you would like the most, Scoot, is going to be Friday night. The only problem is the band Tonic. It's Tonic and Collective Soul playing Friday night at Gretna Fest. And Tonic starts at 4 o'clock. So we're going to have to, the Croatian American Society booth might have to send an Uber out for you and let you leave the studio a little early. Let Ian run everything like he always does. But then on top of that, run the mic and come check out Tonic. And then Collective Soul's on later that night. But I just wanted to formally invite you guys. I hope to see you out there. All kidding aside, and one other thing, I wanted to get your. I don't know if anybody's brought this up, but I know there's a protest scheduled tonight at 6 o'clock on Poitras, something regarding the Trump troops, the troop plan, or something like that. I don't know if you heard about it, but I'm just letting everybody know that if you're planning on going downtown tonight, you might hit some traffic or maybe some pedestrian traffic due to that.
Yeah. All right. No, I have not heard about that, Jimmy. But listen, I appreciate the invitation. I've gone out. I've done Facebook Live from Jimmy's family's grilled oyster and raw oyster booth at Gretna Fest. And Gretna Fest is this weekend, and we'll be certainly talking more about that. All right. If you want to join us, we've got to get to some of your text messages. Still, I'd love to talk to anybody who is a federal worker, federal employee. Are you working? Are you at home? How is this affecting you right now? And I assume that there are some federal workers who work paycheck to paycheck. So the fact that you're going to get paid after the shutdown is over, you're going to get back pay covering all this time. That doesn't do you any good right now because you live paycheck to paycheck. And if you don't get a paycheck right now, that's going to impact you right here in the New Orleans area. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Government shutdown. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing, really. Once again, these are the days that we will remember, and I just think this is an embarrassment for our country that politicians can't get together and keep the freaking government open.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, don't lose your mind over this, you know. Don't get so wrapped up into politics that, you know, you're watching the news every day, you're watching the news or listening to the news whenever you get a chance, and you get so emotionally wrapped up in it. Man, don't do that. It's not worth it. Don't let the politicians do that to you. I don't care which side you're on. Just don't let them get to you. You know, just live your life and have fun. Yeah, we're talking about this stuff. And yeah, this is going on. Yeah, the government shutdown is a big deal. And the government shouldn't shut down. And it's just a stupid political game that they play. And, you know, they're using us as the audience and as pawns. And it's just a shame pitting us against them and them against us. And but just, you know, don't get too upset about this, because we are going to get through all of this. As bad as you think things are. Again, I keep reminding you about 1968. We had a prominent civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr., murdered. We had the leading Democrat candidate for the Democrat nomination on the campaign trail in 1968, murdered on the campaign trail at a rally. We had the riots at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. This country was in total turmoil. We had young people, the anti-establishment generation, which is now the establishment. That young generation was rioting. They were protesting the government. They were against the government because of the war in Vietnam. It was a tough, tough time. I mean, I was young at the time. I wasn't in radio, but I mean, I knew what was going on, and it was a tough time. And looking back on it historically, I see really how bad it was. We made it through that. So if you're a Xer, millennial, Zoomer, or even a boomer, you know, let's not let them ruin our lives. Because there are people who get, I can tell from social media, and I can tell from reaction sometimes on this show, I can tell that people get so wrapped up in this that it involves everything about their being. And politics is so personal to them that it's all personal. Man, it doesn't have to be, and it shouldn't be, and it isn't with me. I'm not going to let it, you know, get to me in that way. I'm going to just enjoy life as much as I can, and we'll talk about this stuff, but, you know, let's just don't let it ruin our lives. Hey, look, here's some really good news today. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry and the All-State Sugar Bowl committee announced that the Caesar Superdome is going to host the college football playoff championship game in the dome January 24th, 2028. And the Sugar Bowl that year is going to host the CFP quarterfinal a few weeks before the big game. So, man, that's going to be a great time in 2028. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages. We're talking about the government shutdown.
Here's a text message. We were talking about the illegal immigrants being eligible or not for Medicaid and Medicare. Here's a text that says, if an illegal immigrant comes here pregnant and has that baby here, then she gets free health care for that baby.
Okay.
That baby's a citizen.
That baby's a citizen, yeah.
It's not an illegal immigrant if he's born here.
So, you know, again, that's not an illegal immigrant. I don't think people should do that, but they do. And that is still a far cry from just giving blanket health care benefits to illegal immigrants. So, again, let's keep it based on the facts.
I mean, I hope, and maybe this you think is a little too squishy or naive or whatever. I hope that we're a powerful and rich enough and compassionate enough country that we would offer, you know, hospital visits and basic health services to babies, even if their families can't afford that.
Well, we're not. I mean, as a country, we're not that way.
Now that sucks.
We should do better. Does suck, but I don't think we're that compassionate. I don't think we are.
Well, anyway, to the person's point, look, I understand what the spirit of that text is. You know, it's like here we are saying illegal immigrants cannot benefit from the federal Medicare or Medicaid dollars, and you know, it is if an illegal immigrant woman shows up to a hospital in labor, the hospital has to deliver that baby. The hospital can then either eat the entire cost of providing that care, or, as will sometimes happen, they'll put that person on emergency Medicaid just for that one procedure. And after the baby is born, that's it. None of the other, like, postnatal, you know, early childhood stuff is covered.
Also, let's point out that if an American citizen is not old enough for Medicaid, is not old enough for Medicare, has not signed up for Medicaid, if they qualify for it, an American citizen with no insurance coverage, if they show up at the hospital, their baby's going to be taken care of. They're going to be born. The hospital is going to deliver that baby.
I think that's, yeah. I mean,
an American citizen.
Can you imagine living in a country where people are turned away from emergency rooms?
I mean, they have those countries.
Or if they're in labor. I mean,
I guess they have those countries.
That's dystopian, man. Like, yeah. I don't want to live in that country. That's not freedom. That's not liberty. That's crazy. That's crazy town.
Yeah, anyway. And you know, the amount of money that we spend on that, when you just think about just all the money that our government spends, I wouldn't think that it's a large amount of money. Those cases are probably not as widespread as a lot of people have been led to believe. All right, let's go on with a few more.
Yeah, here's a few more. Here's one that says, the shutdown is the least of our worries right now. The president literally told the military leaders that they're going to be expected to engage in battle with American citizens. He threatened multiple major cities with war and expressed to the generals that the country's being invaded by left-wing radicals. We won't have a country to shut down if that comes to fruition.
Yeah, I hate to get into the
speech is nuts.
I hate to get into the controversy of that.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that the American people, as wacky as some are, I don't think the American people are the enemy. I think they can be problems. I think there are issues, but I don't believe the American people are the enemy. And I don't like this idea that we're talking about the government, the military on our streets policing America. Because that is what dictators do. again, I don't even want to get into this. I got to respond to the text, but I don't even want to get into this.
Here's a text from G. G says, y'all might be misreading this. What if Republicans are content with the government curtailment? Government does not really shut down. The president does have the ability to prioritize operations. They really want individual appropriation bills passed. Can't we weather this for a few weeks until that's complete?
Yeah, we can weather this for a few. Well, some people can't.
It's easier for some, but again,
I mean, there are a lot of people who work paycheck to paycheck, and it's going to be difficult for them to deal with this. They're going to get paid, but right now they're not getting a paycheck. So again, I'd love to talk to anybody who's a federal worker who's at work or they're not going to work. You know, some people are essential and they are going to be going to work, like air traffic controllers. We obviously need them in the air traffic control centers, but they're not going to get a paycheck until the shutdown is over. So again, I feel badly that this is all happening, and it just feels like something that didn't have to happen. But it happened because of political theater. And that seems to be what it's all about. All right. It is October 1st. Halloween decorations are everywhere. And, you know, I remember listening to this song as a kid, my old transistor radio, walking around Metairie. I remember this was just one of those songs that was part of a Halloween celebration. And actually, the song was banned at one point in the UK because of the content of the song. Anyway, it's just it's a fun song. The Monster Mash. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, so in the next hour, let's talk about how this is affecting anybody in New Orleans or the Gulf South, the government shutdown. I mean, I don't feel it at all. I mean, my life is normal. Is your life normal? And also, we'll talk about the new poll concerning the mayor's race. I hope the new poll doesn't cause you to not vote for somebody. I hope the new poll is a positive thing for you. We'll talk about that. We'll give you the results coming up on WWL.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.